You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 28th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The hidden genetic cause of black kidney disease. Today marks the launch of a major public health campaign across the United States. Health organizations recognize National AMKD Awareness Day to address a devastating genetic condition. This condition disproportionately impacts people of African descent worldwide. APOL1-mediated kidney disease remains a largely silent crisis today. It severely drives health disparities within the black community. Experts want to provide better diagnostic resources for affected populations. They hope to combat the systemic healthcare disparities causing immense harm. These disparities lead directly to much higher rates of kidney failure. However, the true history behind the headlines requires looking backward. The story starts thousands of years ago on the African continent. Understanding this evolutionary history is crucial for modern medical advocacy. Between 3,000 and 10,000 years ago, a deadly threat existed. A parasite called Trypanosoma brucei threatened human populations heavily. The tsetse fly transmitted this dangerous parasite across the continent. This microscopic organism caused African sleeping sickness in West and Central Africa. To survive this severe epidemic, human bodies adapted in remarkable ways. They evolved two specific variations of the APOL1 gene over time. Scientists refer to these vital mutations as the G1 and G2 variants. These genetic changes provided a distinct survival advantage for the population. They represent a classic biological phenomenon known as a gain-of-function mutation. The altered proteins could effectively punch holes in the deadly parasite. This defensive action killed the organism and protected the human host. Because these variants saved lives, they spread rapidly across the entire region. High frequencies of the G1 variant exist heavily in Nigeria and Ghana. Today, these markers remain common among individuals of recent African ancestry. This demographic includes Black Americans, Afro-Caribbeans, and many Latino populations. Approximately 13% of Black Americans carry two of these risk variants. However, this ancient survival mechanism now creates a modern medical vulnerability. The biological defense system eventually turns against the human body. The APOL1 gene has a highly complex relationship with the human body. In a normal state, the protein fights off specific bloodstream infections. It circulates throughout the body as part of good cholesterol. The protein naturally serves as a critical trypanolytic factor. Its primary job is to identify and destroy dangerous parasites. A healthy person does not need this protein for normal kidney function. The disease only occurs when the body produces the specific risk variants. These altered proteins act in a highly toxic manner inside the body. They attack the kidney similar to how they kill invading parasites. The toxic proteins punch microscopic holes in the delicate filtering cells. Medical professionals call these specialized filtering cells podocytes. The tiny holes allow vital minerals like potassium to leak out. Excess sodium then rushes in to disrupt the internal cellular balance. This severe mineral imbalance causes the podocytes to swell dangerously. The cells eventually lose their shape and undergo premature cellular death. As these filtering units perish, the kidneys develop irreversible scar tissue. This destructive process frequently leads to focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Once the microscopic damage occurs, doctors cannot reverse the scarring process. Inheriting the risk variants does not guarantee inevitable kidney failure. A person must inherit a variant from both parents to face high risk. The condition follows a classic recessive inheritance pattern in human genetics. Even with two variants, only 20% of individuals get sick. Scientists explain this medical mystery using the second hit theory. The genetic variants provide the first hit or underlying biological susceptibility. A second environmental trigger must activate the destructive disease process. Without this crucial second hit, individuals might remain completely healthy. Viral infections like HIV or COVID-19 frequently serve as this specific trigger. These severe infections cause the body to release high levels of interferons. Interferons act as a biological switch within the human immune system. They force the kidney to produce massive amounts of the toxic protein. The sudden influx of this protein quickly overwhelms the delicate filtering cells. Chronic systemic inflammation can also trigger this dangerous biological response. Certain medications that mimic an immune response might initiate the damage. Most high-risk individuals live entirely healthy lives without ever facing symptoms. They simply never encounter the specific trigger required to initiate the disease. Biology is only one part of this complex medical crisis. A dark legacy of systemic bias significantly shaped the modern medical headlines. For over two decades, doctors used a fundamentally flawed mathematical formula. They used this formula to measure kidney health in diverse patients. The estimated glomerular filtration rate relied heavily on a chemical called creatinine. Creatinine is a normal waste product produced by everyday muscle metabolism. Healthy kidneys filter this chemical out of the human bloodstream constantly. However, medical professionals added a race correction multiplier for black patients. They based this dangerous multiplier on entirely unproven scientific assumptions. Doctors falsely assumed that black patients naturally possessed higher muscle mass. This mathematically flawed formula routinely overestimated the kidney health of black individuals. Doctors consistently delayed referring black patients to necessary specialists because of this error. It heavily echoes the long history of medical experimentation on black bodies. This historical bias created massive systemic disparities in modern patient care. The flawed system ultimately pushed many patients closer to irreversible organ failure. The medical community finally acknowledged this profound systemic failure recently. In 2022, major medical organizations officially recommended removing race from these calculations. This overdue change represented a massive victory for health equity advocates. The current advocacy campaign focuses heavily on these tragic missed opportunities. Tens of thousands of black patients might have avoided dialysis entirely. Medical experts estimate a terrifying reality about the old mathematical formula. Eliminating the race-based calculations earlier would have changed countless lives. It would have allowed roughly 31,000 more black patients onto transplant lists sooner. A delayed diagnosis often means a much faster path to total kidney failure. Patients with AMKD progress to end-stage disease at a terrifying speed. They reach total organ failure 9 to 12 years earlier than other patients. The lack of early detection severely limits available treatment options for the community. Doctors miss the crucial window to implement preventative lifestyle changes or medications. The removal of the race coefficient is a necessary step toward true health equity. However, the lasting damage of these delayed diagnoses remains highly visible today. End-stage kidney disease occurs when the organs completely fail their essential function. At this point, the human body can no longer filter dangerous waste. Patients must undergo rigorous dialysis treatments to survive this catastrophic organ failure. Dialysis is a grueling life support procedure that filters blood artificially through machines. For many individuals, this intensive treatment serves as a temporary bridge to transplantation. A patient typically connects to a dialysis machine for several agonizing hours. This physically draining process happens at least 3 times a week. The intensive treatment causes severe chronic exhaustion known as the dialysis washout. Furthermore, the mortality rate for patients on dialysis is staggeringly high. Approximately 60% of patients do not survive beyond 5 years on treatment. The mechanical filtering process puts an immense physical strain on the human heart. Cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death for individuals with this condition. Survival rates for dialysis patients can sometimes fall below those for advanced cancer. This grim reality highlights the absolute necessity of early medical intervention. Today marks a massive shift from simply identifying problems to taking decisive action. Organizations like the American Kidney Fund are demanding immediate legislative change. They want Congress to pass the New Era for Preventing End-Stage Kidney Disease Act. This critical legislation aims to dismantle long-standing systemic barriers to kidney care. The bill establishes regional centers of excellence at the National Institutes of Health. These centers will focus exclusively on rare kidney disease research and awareness. The legislation also aims to improve how doctors diagnose underserved patient populations. Advocates firmly understand that voting and political representation matter deeply here. Policy changes are absolutely necessary to secure funding and improve public health outcomes. Advocates are pressing President Donald Trump and his administration to support these critical healthcare initiatives. Another proposed bill aims to remove financial barriers to genetic counselor services entirely. The Access to Genetic Counselor Services Act will help thousands of at-risk patients. These bills represent a coordinated political effort to address severe health disparities. Medical advocacy must work hand in hand with political action to succeed. The ultimate goal is to eliminate the need for grueling dialysis treatments entirely. Medical science is finally catching up to the urgent needs of the community. In April 2026, researchers published a landmark scientific study in Nature Medicine. A dedicated research team at the University of Pennsylvania detailed a remarkable discovery. They created a highly sophisticated new blood-based protein test for vulnerable patients. This new test represents a massive leap forward in modern diagnostic technology. It can reliably predict kidney failure in genetic risk carriers extremely early. The test identifies biochemical trouble years before traditional clinical symptoms ever appear. Traditional clinical measures like creatinine only show organ damage after it happens. The new protein test identifies the actual biological cause of the disease instead. This diagnostic breakthrough removes the need for any subjective racial corrections entirely. Doctors can now intervene before the delicate filtering units become permanently scarred. Early medical intervention is the only reliable way to slow disease progression. Patients can finally receive accurate assessments based on their unique biological makeup. This innovation provides a crucial window of opportunity for effective preventative care. Genetic testing remains the only definitive way to diagnose this specific genetic condition. Unfortunately, the high cost of testing has historically blocked access for many individuals. Commercial single-gene tests can easily cost hundreds of dollars out of pocket. Broader renal genetic panels sometimes exceed $2,000 for a single patient. Health insurance companies frequently deny coverage for preventative genetic screening entirely. However, the current advocacy campaign highlights vital new resources for the affected community. Major diagnostic laboratories now offer comprehensive genetic testing programs at no charge. Eligible patients of African ancestry can access this testing at absolutely zero cost. Pharmaceutical companies frequently sponsor these vital diagnostic and genetic counseling programs. Patients generally need to show early signs of kidney stress to qualify easily. This requirement includes having excess protein in the urine without an underlying diabetes diagnosis. Removing these financial barriers is essential for achieving true systemic health equity. Awareness campaigns aim to educate the public about these life-saving free resources. The geographic origins of these genetic variations provide crucial context for modern patients. The specific variants are highly concentrated in West and Central African regions today. This dense genetic concentration occurs because the targeted parasites were most prevalent there. Understanding this geographic distribution heavily influences the medical risk assessment for Black Americans. High frequencies of the primary variant are found in countries like the Ivory Coast. The variants evolved specifically to combat the localized threat of African sleeping sickness. Conversely, these genetic markers are notably absent in populations from East African countries. Individuals with exclusive ancestry from Ethiopia or Eritrea have a significantly lower disease risk. Because the majority of the Black diaspora traces its roots to West Africa, risks remain high. African Americans and Afro-Caribbeans carry a much higher prevalence of these specific risk genes. Roughly 1 in 8 individuals in this demographic carries the double genetic mutation. This ancestral connection highlights the deep intersection of human history and modern genetics. The landscape of kidney disease treatment is changing rapidly and positively today. For the first time ever, scientists are developing targeted therapies for the disease. These new pharmaceutical treatments focus specifically on the underlying genetic mutations. Clinical trials for promising molecules like inaxaplin have officially entered phase 3 testing. This specific medication works by effectively blocking the toxic activity of the altered protein. It stops the dangerous protein from punching holes in the delicate kidney cells. This medical advancement offers the first genuine hope of a non-dialysis solution. Advocacy groups continue to build solidarity against systemic oppression in modern healthcare. The ultimate goal is to ensure universal access to these upcoming medical breakthroughs. The fight against APOL1-mediated kidney disease is finally moving entirely out of the shadows. The community is boldly demanding health equity, early testing, and a fair chance at survival. A future without the constant threat of kidney failure is finally within reach. Copyright African Elements.